Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Just know that today's going to be pretty nice. Mostly sunny, low to mid-40s. We'll have your extended forecast at 7:30. We have two guests in this slot, so I definitely don't want to waste any more time. You know, Monday, I went over to the Salvation Army in Hartford because the Glastonbury Rotary was dropping off baby goods, like everything from Pedialyte to formula to little puffs. Those were the lightest boxes. They were almost threw me off. And I thought, well, you know, there's going to be like, you know, a couple of boxes, a photo op. And what I ended up walking into were like multiple truckloads of stuff and diapers stacked up to the ceiling. And it was pretty stunning stuff, and all of it because of the Glastonbury Rotary, which raised more than $40,000 to buy baby goods at five different places, and they all came together, and they had everyone from, I don't know, like a six-year-old kid to a couple people in their 60s and 70s. I don't want to age anybody. And it was really, like, overwhelming and humbling and also inspiring. And Lynn Damon, who runs the show at the Glastonbury Rotary, joins us now, and Brian and Company. That was just really cool. I mean,
it's amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're a great group. I've been involved for 9 years as a member, and this was our 30th anniversary doing this gift to the Salvation.
Do you have any idea what the origin story of this effort is?
yep. In 30 years ago, one of our members, we were giving or helping or volunteering at the Salvation Army Holiday Store here in town. I guess it was at the Somerset. And he asked what it was.
What do they need, right?
What do they need? And they said they don't get baby formula. So we started with donating baby formula and then realizing that there were other needs like diapers and wipes and things like that. So then it snowballed into giving more of the baby needs.
So take me through the process. You solicit donations from your members, and then
yeah, the club donates. We double. We get grocery stores involved. We had I wrote down the five grocery stores. We doubled the giving from them.
You can log in. I can chit chat for a second.
I know.
Because it's actually one of those things.
I just wanted to mention because they're partnering with us.
Yeah, because they give you like wholesale prices on the stuff.
ShopRite in Manchester, Whole Foods of Glastonbury, Highland Park Market of Glastonbury, Brookside Market of South Glastonbury, and Stop and Shop of Glastonbury.
And the thing is that it's a benefit for everybody.
Yeah.
Even though they give you wholesale prices, they get volume sales, and that's good for their business.
Yeah.
And you get a good price, and then the families win. And I was really kind of blown away by it.
And then our members donate personally, and then we have foundations that donate. So, Don Wilson, who was our chair of this committee, went above and beyond this year for the anniversary.
They get so into it. At one point, the elevator's, no offense, it's slow at the Salvation Army, and we started a human chain for the diapers, and we got it done like nothing, and it was really fun.
And then everyone comes out on that Monday morning to actually deliver the items.
Yeah.
So it's really inspiring to watch our club come to in action. Yeah.
Just real quickly, how meaningful is it for you to be part of a group like that?
You know, I joined, I knew some of the women involved and some of the men, and it's just been just wonderful to be giving back to a local community. Also, internationally, we do a lot of international giving as a club. I went to Malawi on a mission trip, and I was able to get a district grant and money from our club to give to for microloans for women in Malawi. And that was inspiring.
Just remind people, what is Rotary?
Oh, boy. Rotary is it's an international group started by a businessman in Chicago, Paul Harris, and wanting to get business people together and to give back to the community. And then it evolved into a worldwide international organization about service above self. So it's all about giving back and doing good in the community and in the world.
Well, there's a lot of mission linkage, obviously, with the Salvation Army.
Oh, a big thing is the polio. They were trying to extract polio, and we're still giving to that cause right now.
Well, listen, Lynn, it was such a great experience for me, and what a great group of people at the Glastonbury Rotary, and just thanks for letting me be a part of it. And
thank you.
I guess there's pressure to, I mean, what was it, 46,000?
Yeah. Yep, 46. Oh, he sent me the.
You better get to work. You better get to work now.
I know. It's really crazy.
But
we're going to keep it going. And yeah, $46,206.
And tell Don thank you, too.
There's a lot
of listeners in that group, too, which
is great. Yeah.
So I'm going to swap you out for Aaron. And have a great holiday. And
you
thank
too.
You so much.
Thank
and thank
you.
The whole group.
Thank you, Salvation Army. You guys are the best.
It was just awesome. It's Lynn Damon with Glastonbury Rotary, one of the biggest and most productive Rotary clubs in the entire state of Connecticut, maybe even the country. And groupie, Margaret Wilcox, who's now the official photographer now. I mean, Margaret, this is your third appearance, you know? I mean, and by the way, we welcome it. Is it Siskowski?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You nailed it.
If that was in a spelling bee, I wouldn't even go on stage, you know? That's the bottom line. And first of all, congratulations. You're taking over the advisory board, right?
I am. I have big shoes to fill.
I know.
Very big shoes to fill after Paige, but I'm excited.
Well, Paige was great, and I'm sure you'll be great, too. Just talk about quickly how you came to serve and help out with the Salvation Army and eventually, you know, just serve on the board before being the chair of the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So I have a very long dear friend in Holly Fink. So Holly Fink.
So you're the only reason she showed up. So I want to just pause for a second here because, like, where's Holly? You know, Holly used to be there all the time, and she shows up this morning. It's so great to see Holly, and she's only showing up because Aaron's here.
Oh,
you are outed. That is terrible.
Well, I've. Privileged to be a very old dear friend of Holly's. And through Holly, I, of course, met Debbie Kamner as well. And so, you know, just being able to work with them in the past, even in their previous lives prior to Salvation Army, I've always just watching them and the force that they have and the ability they have to really motivate people. Then they came over to Salvation Army and then they said, hey, we're looking for some board members. I said, why not? Let's give it a shot. And so I've been on the board for 4 or 5 years about now. And, you know, I just connected with people on the board very quickly, particularly Paige. Yeah. And so I'm honored to be filling her shoes as the chair coming up next month.
And you did a lot of work with the Hartford Marathon stuff, too. Like, what? Explain, is that the sort of the more traditional thing where you get a bunch of bibs and then people get the bibs and raise money to get them?
So the Hartford Marathon has become my baby when it comes to Salvation Army. So what I do is I coordinate runners. I'm a member of Golden Grooves CrossFit in Rocky Hill, and it's such an amazing community there. So I recruit runners. They all know now I'm going to come knocking starting in around August. I'll start, you know, putting the bug in their ear. We get runners, and I organize everything for them. I make it as easy as possible. So they come out and they run and they help fundraise. And then, of course, within the board, we are coordinating food for the race day volunteers. So we put together breakfast and lunch, and we're there in the Bushnell Park giving out food for the volunteers. And then we've got our coordinated Golden Goose CrossFit / Salvation Army shirts all over the city.
Awesome.
Running that day, and it's an amazing day. We've raised over $10,000 for Salvation Army since we started this.
That's great. So, it can only grow. I mean,
exactly. Just keep on getting bigger.
Yeah. Aaron Siskowski is the new chair of the advisory board with the Salvation Army. You know, obviously, this is all trying to get things to move forward and be mm-hmm. better. Like, I don't know if there's something in your 4 or 5 years that you've watched and observed that you want to focus on. Is there anything in particular you think there are challenges you want to address? I'm just curious about, you know, your thoughts on that.
You know, for me, it's just really being out in the community and raising awareness. I can just speak for myself personally. You know, with Salvation Army, I always would immediately think of the bell ringing in the holiday season, and that's so important, and that's what we're here doing today, right? But there's so much more that we do in the city, and there's so much good that the Salvation Army is out there every single day doing. So it's bringing awareness, and that's a great part with, you know, going back to the marathon, is we have that presence there in Bushnell Park, talking, connecting to the community, and really bringing all of the programs to light for, you know, for anybody in need within the community.
Well, it's very exciting. And obviously Paige did an awesome job, and I think you'll do an awesome job too. And obviously your passion and commitment come right through. So congratulations and have
Thank
a great
you.
Holiday. It's
Thank
good to see you.
You too. Nice yeah. to see you.
Aaron Siskowski is the new chair of the advisory board with the Salvation Army.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.